Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're here with defender Jacob Erlandson. I believe we're still waiting on one more individual, so we'll give it another minute before he joins. In the meantime, if you have a question, please click the raise hand button on your computer on the Zoom app, and we'll give you the question. I believe everyone should have the ability to record. If you don't, let me know, and I'll make sure to grant you that. So, again, if you have a question, click the raise hand button.
Hey, Jacob, how's it going?
Good.
Nice to meet you. Question for you quick. This is your first pro season, just joined the crew, getting drafted in the Super Draft. How was it feeling, kind of that transition? I know you picked up an injury early on, but how are you feeling just with the move into the black and gold this season?
If I'm honest, the transition was pretty smooth, mostly because of the staff here at the crew, the coaching staff, and then everyone else around the coaching staff made it easy. And then the staff that I had at Bowling Green prepared me to take that first step into the pro atmosphere. And I had an early injury, so that kind of set me back a little bit. But even then, you know, the training staff and the physios, it just made a smooth transition, even with the injury, getting back healthy. And then obviously the training sessions and whatnot, as you keep going and as you keep training day by day, you just pick up the pace and you get acclimated to it day by day.
Thank you.
Jacob?
Oh, go ahead.
Next we'll go to Jeffrey Wood, followed by Drew Casey. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Jacob. Obviously, it's noted that you spent a considerable amount of time at Historic Crew Stadium growing up. What would you say it's been like just, you know, taking that in and being able to debut and play where you spent a lot of time growing up?
Yeah, it's honestly surreal. It's come full circle. When we're training out there, preparing for a game, up into the stands and see where I used to sit as a kid, you know, when I was 9 years old, when we won the MLS Cup in, I think, 2008, that was. And that picture that was posted by the crew in that article, holding the trophy on the field, you know. So all those little things kind of add into the pride that I play with when I put this jersey on and wear this crest. It was a different crest when I was growing up, but even then, just playing for the Columbus Crew, it's just a different type of pride every time I step across those white lines. And then obviously just being around this stadium, having the facility connected to the stadium, it's just a dream come true every day when I walk into training and just look into the through the tunnel onto the field. Puts a smile on my face every day and makes coming to the facility pretty special. And I just don't take it for granted, especially with that injury early on. I don't take anything for granted, and I've definitely enjoyed every day.
Thank you, Jacob. Next, we'll go to Drew Casey, followed by Thomas Costello, and then Daniel O'Leary of ColumbusCrew.com.
Hey, Jacob, bouncing off the first question, in terms of since you've been drafted, how about in terms of your game coming back after the injury? What are some specific elements in your game that the coaching staff has been working with you on, and where do you think you've improved, whether it be as little as you think or as big as you think?
One part of my game that both first-team and second-team coaches have told me to improve on is just my quality on the ball and being cleaner on the ball. I think when you take that jump going from a college NCAA to the professional environment, every touch, every pass, it's got to be clean. And so just understanding those little details, which foot to pass to, how much pace to put on the ball, do I play into space or do I play feet, just those little fine details, working on those. I definitely improved with splitting lines, and breaking lines, especially from the back. I've also played a little bit of six in training, so improving my game in different areas, different positions. It's helped me kind of get more elements to my personal game, being thrown in a left back, right back, center back, six. Just opening up my different little aspects of my game and just trying to improve any way I can and taking those little tips that the coaches give me. But yeah, breaking lines and attacking and being direct, but direct on the floor, keeping the ball on the floor. Those are things that I've definitely improved on.
Thank you. Next question, Thomas Costello, followed by Daniel Leary. And our final question will be Preston. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jake, I wanted to expand kind of on the last item you mentioned about playing a little bit more at the six during practice. Is that something that the team asked you to do and you're like, let's do it? Or is this something that you've had experience with before? Is that maybe where they see you developing in the future?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure where they see me for future. I'm the type of player that whatever the coach tells me, I do it to the best of my ability. And I've never played six until I came here. But I've had aspects of my game where coaches have told me, I think you'd be pretty decent in that position. So just kind of taking the role and running with it, whatever that might be. I like to do all the dirty work. So having me in that sixth position, and I understand that. I can also do that at center back as well. So it's just kind of, like I said, expanding my game and just doing whatever the coaches tell me to do and just doing it to the best of my ability, putting 100% effort into it.
And it kind of followed to just about your learning and your development, because that's what the Crew 2 is about. It's about development. You're playing with a brand new team. You have a brand new group of center backs that you're with. You and Philip were drafted in together, and you both have been playing together. What have you learned from Philip, really anybody else that you've been playing with on defense? What have you taken from other players' games and tried to maybe put into your own?
Yeah, so that's honestly a perfect way of putting it. I kind of look and observe, and especially being injured, I was sitting on the sideline a lot for the first little bit. So whether it was down in Charleston with the first team, watching guys like Josh Williams and Jonah training, and then Philip, me and him are actually roommates as well. So I've been getting close to him and then watching his game. You take little aspects of their game and add it to yours because it's something you like. And so learning from Justin Malou, who won a national championship at Clemson, very good defender. I've taken stuff from his game and applied it to mine, or tried to apply it to mine. But just being open and understanding that everyone here on Crew 2, we're here to develop and get better, but we're also here to play for each other and help each other push to get to that next level, get to the first team level, wherever that might be. And just having that mutual understanding is like, they're going to take things from my game and I'm going to take things from their game, and we're going to help each other push each other to the best of our abilities. And whether that may be a tip from them at the end of practice yesterday, I was with the first team and Jonah took me aside and kind of talked with me just about little like fine details in my game. And you just take those and almost keep them in the back of your head, just try to work on them the next time you step out on the field. So I've definitely appreciated it, and it's helped me develop already tremendously, and I'm looking forward to just keep going forward and keep working hard.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, then our final two questions will be Daniel Leary and Preston Wood. Go ahead, Daniel.
Jacob, you mentioned kind of starting to build relationships with a lot of those guys that you've been playing with. Could you talk a little bit more about just like the chemistry you've been building with your teammates, or maybe even more specifically with your other teammates on defense and building that chemistry on the back line there?
Yeah, so the chemistry, I mean, in the locker room, it's been getting better every single day. Out on the training pitch, our coaches continue to preach the fact that we need to be together. We're all looking at achieving different things in our career, but we're not quite there yet. So what are some things we can do to get to that level, get to that first team level? And I think working together, whether it's in practice, fighting for each other, battling each other, or giving each other little tips. I think that has kind of added to the chemistry that we have, whether we're just hanging out in the locker room or going out and going to different places like Topgolf or whatnot. We've kind of tried to make it a point to get as close as we can in a short amount of time. And I think that's definitely shown on the field in our games. We fight for each other. We battle for each other, going to 50-50s. There's not much complaining. Like I said, we're just trying to get to the same. We're trying to reach goals in our careers. And I think we understand as a group that if we come together and work hard together, then we can reach those goals.
Thank you. The final question, we'll go to Preston.
Hi, Jacob. So through five games this season, the defense has only allowed 3 goals, including only 1 goal over the last 4 games. What would you say as a unit, like what has gelled, what has worked as the season's progressed?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that all 11 players on the field, we defend together. It's not the forwards aren't relying on the 4 or 5 defenders who are in the back line to defend and keep it out of our net. It's all 11 players, so it starts with our front line. Honestly, our front line has been huge in these games, especially after the first one. Like you said, we've kept teams to 1 goal in our last 4 games, and so it starts with our front line. Our front line has been tremendous. The work they've been putting in, guys like Jason Russell Rogue, Coleman Gannon, those guys, Noah Fuzon, just working their butts off. And they may be tired once they get the ball, but the thing is, like, they win it back a lot for us, so we have the ball at a lot of points during the game. And so I think that energy kind of stems throughout the whole team. So if they're going hard, then our midfielders then press hard, and then we press hard as a back line. And so I think the energy and just that resilient effort comes from our front line, and that's what the coaches have been preaching to, and those guys have been doing a really good job and help us as a back line and goalkeepers. Makes our job easier when those guys are doing what they're doing.